www.thebeatmusic.com.
I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Henin. I am broadcasting from the North Dakota State Fair, an absolutely beautiful day. And I'd like to say thank you to my lodging sponsor, lodging at the State Fair provided by Dakota Public Relations. Inc. 500 and Fortune 500 companies depend on the experts at Dakota PR to define their message to the public. Dakota PR, we speak Dakotan. Another beautiful night here. Perfect night for fair weather, Scott. It is absolutely beautiful.
That is fantastic, and I know that weather's a big deal as far as attendance and folks, should I go, should I not go, and so the weather really has cooperated nicely with another North Dakota State Fair, which is great.
Attendance is down a little bit this year from last year. Of course, last year we set the state off-the-charts attendance record for the North Dakota State Fair. That's on the heels of not having a state fair, for one. But I was asking about some of the attendance numbers, and we're on par. The only little hiccup was Friday night, because a lot of people that would have come to the State Fair Friday night with the timing on the rain and pushing the concert back and everything, that was the bump. I mean, that was where it put the State Fair attendance behind the eight ball a little bit, but we're definitely going to be over 300,000 again for the North Dakota State Fair. You know, that kind of makes me proud as a North Dakotan to go, yeah, we've got a very successful State Fair, and that's a great reflection on the state of North Dakota.
My favorite part of the North Dakota State Fair today is that it's Military Appreciation Day, and so they have all kinds of events starting at 11 a.m. this morning, and by the way, free carnival rides with a military ID from 1 until 3, which is kind of fun.
That's sweet. And of course, it's XL Energy Day, too. They've got a bunch of family activities scheduled today as well.
We're going to chat, by the way, with Jerry Murphy of the Murphy Brothers exhibition later on in the program.
Rides.
Yeah, I got to talk to the ride guy.
The rides. Although, I will say this. Do not eat too many deep fried cheese curds, a funnel cake, and then go on some of the wild rides. I learned that last night. I was on the ride with some kids, and I think I got to sit down for a while.
Well, you're officially getting old then.
So. Yeah, you know what? I officially was getting old about 5 years ago. I'll really admit that.
I'm not much of a ride
guy. I will say
that,
so no matter what we're going to do on today's show, we're going to scrap those plans and talk royal baby names.
Well, we do actually have a question up on our Facebook page on the whole royal baby hysteria.
Oh, no.
Have you been bit by the bug, or could you care less? And, you know, one thing I notice, there seems to be a pattern that, you know, depending on your gender, you care a little more than
well, that makes sense.
For instance, Robin says, it's about time we followed something positive in the media. I wish everyone would stop with the negativity and relish happiness for a change. Life is too short not to be happy for others. So, anyway, it's one of our questions today. Eric Osmestead's going to join us later this hour, and we're going to tackle a slightly more important topic, your pocketbook, specifically how much you're paying in property taxes, and whether it's time for a new way in North Dakota, a ballot measure that would bring about comprehensive, sustainable reform to the property tax system and lower your property tax bill without diminishing services.
See, this goes back to measure number two, and the question I think that didn't get answered was, do North Dakotans want property tax relief or reform? And I think a lot of people are going down that reform line. They got property tax relief from this legislative session. I think the legislature did a really good job with some property tax relief this year. But I think people wanted the reform.
And of course, the Farm Bureau is asking that question specifically to find out where you're at on this. So we're going to welcome Eric on the program and have a nice and hopefully informative conversation about this topic. And I know more than anything, what the Farm Bureau is looking for is feedback from citizens, from folks out there. So anyway, it'll be your chance to weigh in on that particular topic coming up later on in the program that we call What's on Your Mind. So stay tuned for that.
And make sure you like us on Facebook, because we're actually going to do a little poll on that, because we're going to find out what North Dakotans want as far as property tax. And we can do a poll on our Facebook and our website. We're going to actually ask you to pitch in.
It's going right now. So the question is up, and you can answer it right the direct link from our Facebook page. So make sure you check that out. By the way, this hour of the program is brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Find out more about them at ndfb.org. Here's our telephone numbers, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Two questions that we have in our minds. Steve is consumed with what the name of the new royal baby will be, and I broaden that a little bit to say, do you care? Do you care, and why do you think so many people do care if you're not in that camp? And then obviously we'll talk a little about property tax reform, too, as we go throughout the hour. But we ask the question, what's on your mind, for the very reason we want to know. And Don, and why not your first answer the question for us today? Good morning and welcome.
Don, baby name?
Yeah, baby name. How about Gertrude? I really don't care. You know, I mean, that's one thing. Everybody's all hyped up about it. The baby is in good shape. Mom's in good shape. That's all I need to know. I don't care.
10 figures, 10 toes, and healthy. That's all you need to know, right?
Exactly. But one, I want to tell you one thing that happened to me at the fair on Saturday, if it's okay.
Sure.
Okay. Just a little statement to the ladies. The men's room is the men's room, ladies, not the ladies' room.
Were you at the concert?
No, I wasn't at the. Well, I was on journey. Was starting, getting ready to start, and I was using the men's room on the what would that be? Like the south end or southwest, southeast end of the grandstands. Yeah, and there's like, I don't know, 5 or 7 guys in there, and all of a sudden the women started coming in. And it's like, you know, what the heck's going on? Oh, the bathroom's all full up on the other side, so we got to use it here. As she's covering up her 14-year-old daughter's eyes.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, well, I think it's time to go.
Well, see, that's issue they usually run into at the Fargo Dome. That happens all the time at the Fargo Dome.
Oh, does it?
At concerts, football games, yeah, especially concerts. There just doesn't seem to be enough women's room, and they don't care. The Fargo Dome, they go. They just go.
That's okay. The ladies, I mean, you know, if you care to come in, that's fine. Doesn't bother me. I don't care. But some of the other guys were a little upset.
What happens if you would go into the ladies' room?
Well, that's what I was telling one of the ladies outside. I said, you know, I think I'll just join this line. And they all started laughing. They said, oh, well, go right ahead. I said, no, I don't want to scare people, okay?
I'm not sure.
They'll probably call the cops on me or something.
I'm not sure we should blame the ladies, Don. I think we should probably blame the planning, the lack of enough facilities for the
Right. Well, I'm not blaming the ladies. I just... Ladies, you know, don't complain if you see something you shouldn't see. I don't, you know, that's all I got to say about that.
Don, what's your take on property taxes?
Property taxes, we're going to change that now. Well, I've lived
to build more bathrooms.
Well, I've been in my up for 35 years or so. Military put me up here. And we bought our first house, which we still live in. Our property taxes have gone up from... Oh, I guess the wife does the paperwork, but I think it was right around $700 or $800 a year, and we're up over $2,500 now. Now, I know the net worth of my house has gone up, but are we getting a little bit ridiculous? I mean, I thought we were supposed to have tax reform on the property taxes.
So you're a fan of reform, not necessary relief.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Through reform, you get relief, not just relief like happened with the legislative session.
Right. But, I mean, you know, a lot of people are blaming Minot. They're saying that because of Minot, you know, they've got taxes so high because of the flood and all this other stuff. But I'm not really sure if it's all that. But, you know, I could use a little bit of relief. You know, it's not killing us by any means to pay the taxes that we have to pay right now, but...
Don't tell politicians that.
Well, I know, but, you know, I feel sorry for the people who can't afford these taxes, you know, that are fighting to pay them. economy is really good up here. But, you know, we still have people that can't afford that kind
of
stuff.
There's a lot of people that can't afford that, especially when you start getting out in the oil patch.
Right, exactly. Out of the oil patch is tough, you know, but even in the oil patch, I mean, the prices on everything has gone up so doggone much that, you know, it's even hard. Like, I have a small trucking company. You go out to Fargo and you can get labor rated about, you know, $100 an hour. And mine on it is up as high as $150 an hour to repair a truck. As, you know, who cares about the parts? It's the labor that's killing us. I mean, everything in the oil patch is way too high.
Don, appreciate the call. Thank you. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. The Royal Baby, are you paying attention? Darren says, I've been trying not to, but everyone keeps bringing it up, including us. Sorry. Tell us, 800-228-0550, and we're tackling property taxes at the bottom of the hour, too. Stay tuned.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is the telephone number, 701-258-0550, to answer the question, what's on your mind? Steve Bakken of the State Fair today. Yours truly in studio from the studios of 550 K-Fire, KCJB, AM 1100, the flag, Fargo, AM 1090, the flag, and the Bakken plus KLTC. Royal Baby Mania, have you caught the bug, or are you sick to death of it? And what is it? Is there something behind this? In other words,
now, they have a list of names, right? They do have it narrowed down, right?
You're really consumed with the name, aren't you?
I want to see him name that baby. I want to see him name that baby Larry.
Here's the question
that
I have.
That would be a good baby name, Larry.
Is Prince Larry? That has a ring
Prince
to it.
Larry.
Is there something behind our obsession over this? And when I say our, you know, not everybody, and we're asking, do you care? But is it wanting a distraction from the important things? Fred and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yes, I'm very excited about the royal baby. I just feel bad that that poor woman was punished with a baby.
Punished with a baby?
Yeah. Well, I remember when there was discussion of abortion, and Barack Obama said if one of his daughters was pregnant as a teenager, he wouldn't want her punished with a baby. So I just feel a little bad for her.
I remember it well. One of the more staggering things the leader of the free world has ever uttered concerning. And I think, quite honestly, the reason I love babies. I think, you know, I mean, you got a new baby in the family. Maria's niece recently had a baby. I mean, it was, you know, everybody's fired up. Can't wait to see the baby. You know, you're waiting for the baby. Or, you know, so I think new life is, you know, there's part of us that just gets excited about it. Now, I tend to differentiate William and Kate's baby from, you know, John and Mary Doe, right? Or a family member or whatever. But,
I think Fred would be a good name for the baby.
You want your namesake baby.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you raise a good point. In fact, we have yet another case of a, you know, a piece of legislation on the abortion issue being challenged at the court level. And this one happened, we talked yesterday a little bit about one from the previous session. This one is the legislation that dealt with the line being drawn at a heartbeat. You know, you cannot have an abortion once there's a detectable heartbeat. And that's being challenged by just, which everybody expected it to be. But I wish there was as much, personally, I wish there was as much affection and reverence for, you know, a baby with a heartbeat, no matter where it is on the planet, as there is over the royal baby. Maybe it's a step in the right direction.
I couldn't agree more. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks for the call. Jason says, am I bit by the royal name? Laugh out loud. I would rather get bit by one of North Dakota's finest mosquitoes than care about the name. So I think you're alone on the on that. Bob in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have to come down on the side of Scott in this case. You know, it's crazy the way the liberal media just publicizes everything that means nothing. And the things that really mean something just seem to be skimmed over. And I think it's a liberal press. We hear about Paris Hilton and Prince so-and-so. I'm wondering, does anybody out there think that the federal government is out of line to tell the state of North Dakota when a child shall live and when it shall not? A heartbeat is a heartbeat. What do you guys think?
Pretty simple.
We got into this discussion yesterday, and we know where Scott stands. I think we know where I stand now. It's not the federal government's job for any of it. It doesn't matter to me which side you're on. It's not the government's job to tell people what to do. It's not the government's job to use my tax dollars on either side to either tell people what to do.
Do you realize that's the craziest statement I've ever heard in my life? It's not the government's job to tell people what to do. In other words, okay, I want to kill Steve because I'm mad at him today because he's worried about the royal baby, so I'm going to kill you. Oh, I can't.
Feel
you can't tell
free
me what to do.
It's also the Second Amendment that says I can defend myself, and I will more than happily do that.
But I mean, you're not making any sense when you say it's not the government's job to tell you what to do. There are laws. You draw a line at some point. And in this case,
what happens to states' rights? The way I feel, gentlemen, is this: there are duties that the federal government, should perform, but there are also states' rights. And this government has trampled states' rights. There's no sovereignty for states anymore. Abortion is a state issue. Each state should be able to decide this, in my opinion. But I'll hang up and listen to what you fellows have to say.
Federal government needs to keep their damn hands out of people's social issues.
You're agreeing with Bob.
For the last time, this is where I stand. It's not my job to dictate to someone what they should do with their life. Whether that life contains another life, so be it, but it's not their job. And I don't think the federal government should be funding it one way or another. Let's go to Richard and Hazen. What's on your mind today? Richard, go ahead.
Talking to a buddy of mine. This is for Steve. I was talking to a buddy of mine, and we were talking about the show, and you and Scott, and he said, you know, Steve used to be a college professor and a flight medic. Just wondering if that was true.
Back in the day, I did do... I do have an extensive EMS background.
You were a flight medic?
Flight medic? Is that what you're saying? Flight medic?
Yeah, flight medic.
Life Flight. I worked with Life Flight.
Okay. And you're also a college professor, too, then?
And I used to teach anatomy labs.
Okay. Well, here we go. Steve's resume on the radio today. How about that?
Okay. Thank you.
How's that for a diverse background, right, Steve?
I've done a little everything.
Well, Richard wanted to know, and now he knows. All right, let's go to Tom in Jamestown. Tom, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I'd just like to make a comment about the judge's ruling on abortion. And just to kind of put it in perspective, I had a conversation with a longtime legislator. I'm not going to say his name in North Dakota, but he was the longest-serving legislator when he did finally quit. He started in 1966 when I was in the sixth grade. Kind of tells you how old I am. But anyway, we were talking about when he first came into the legislature in his rookie year, and we were talking about abortion. And I said, well, how was the issue back then? And he just kind of smiled at me, and he said, there was no issue. He said, on abortion, he said, there was Democrat, Republican, there was no issue. Of course, everybody was pro-life to one degree or the other. And when you really stop and think about it, you know, how things have gone from that particular point in time, way before Roe versus Wade up until now, it really puts things in perspective as to where we're at. There was a reason, a very, very, very good reason why that was the case. Because people went to church, more people read the Bible, including legislators, and they knew it was wrong, that abortion was wrong. So it wouldn't be an issue because it was just so well established that it was wrong, that you don't kill an unborn baby, that life starts at conception for the most part. Most people actually believed that back then. So have we experienced progress up to this point in 2013 where we have such a heated argument about it? It just, you could take issues like that. Abortion is just one of them. You could take homosexuality. You could take pornography. You could take a lot of things that have changed just not a little bit, not quite a bit, but dramatically over the years.
Tom, we're out of time. Thanks for the call. Tom at Jamestown, appreciate it. Eric Osmond said property tax debate next.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwan Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwan Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwancadillac.com. We are professional grade.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's on your mind? Live from the North Dakota State Fair today, Eric Osmonstead of the North Dakota Farm Bureau will join us in a moment. And this hour brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota. And you know what? North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. Farm Bureau dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. And they're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has actually more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter. Our schools, our roads, our safety, economic progress, providing a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides its members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances, because we're all in this together. And North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. NDFB.org, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. All right, Eric Osmonstead is here with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. We're going to talk about a topic today that has dominated political discussions in North Dakota for quite some time, property taxes, and whether or not we need another way on property taxes to get to... Here's the actual question that we're posing today. Would you favor a ballot measure in North Dakota that brings comprehensive, sustainable reform to the property tax system and lowers your property tax bill without diminishing services? A lot of folks have weighed in on that issue on our website and Facebook page. We want to give you a chance to weigh in on the air today as well at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Eric, welcome.
Thank you, Scott.
Glad you're here today. So tell us, is this a third way? In other words, Measure 2 was proposed, went down. The legislature addressed that with its version of property tax reform in the last session, and now what you're suggesting here would be a third way to address this?
Well, I guess you could look at it that way. Measure 2 wasn't an effort at reform. It was an effort to repeal property tax. I think the people spoke fairly clearly on that and said no, they think that property tax needs to be part of the system, along with sales and income tax. The legislature, while they've done some relief gimmicks, and I don't mean that in a bad sense, it's just probably a poor choice of words, but they put forward some relief efforts. This, what we're talking about, is trying to go down the road of actually doing some things to change the system, so the system works better for the people that pay the bills, while not punishing the people that, you know, benefit from having some form of taxation on property. We don't think that, you know, our members have spoken fairly clearly and don't think that property tax should be repealed. In fact, the Farm Bureau was part of the coalition that opposed Measure 2, because we just didn't think it was the right thing at the right time. What we told the legislature all winter long is, well, we probably wouldn't make that mistake again. because what we see, while the legislature did do some things in the relief area, we feel it's built a bubble. It's building a bubble that when the economy of North Dakota declines, not if, when, because what goes up must come down. We just don't know when. We're going to see state tax dollars have to be pulled back from those relief efforts, and your property taxes are going to spike. There's been state legislators that have as much as said that. So really, we, when it comes to reform, we think the legislature struck out looking.
I think a lot of North Dakotans are in that boat. They didn't want to. It was more the ramifications of Measure 2 passing and what it did immediately, because there wasn't a long-term plan in place. It was going to throw chaos into a lot of budgets immediately. If there would have been a better plan, I think it would have had a little bit more stick. If there would have been a slow tapered off that system, that's what your plan addresses.
Well, that's part of what we're talking about. That's one of the, one of the things that we're looking at. Our board of directors hasn't made a concrete decision on what to do or if to do anything, but they're looking at several options, and I think they're looking at several very interesting and viable options that should go a long ways towards making property ownership not quite as big a tax burden as it is today. People have to realize and take a look at your tax receipts, folks. Even if you're paying for your home and it's in an escrow account, you still get a tax statement. And think about what your mortgage payment would be if those property taxes weren't so high. In a lot of cases, the property taxes are as much as the mortgage payment. And people aren't putting two and two together. And those that do say, holy cow, look at my tax bill, this is ridiculous. Think of what I could do with that money. And I think that's what we've got to start looking at. Now, when we look at this, we can't just offhand blame our local governing boards either. Because as property owners, as citizens, and not just taxpayers, but as citizens, when we point a finger of blame at those local elected officials, we've got to look and see we've got three pointing back at ourselves.
Nobody shows up at those school board meetings and those city council meetings and those county commission meetings.
No, they don't.
It's your local control.
That's right. But at the same time, we've got to quit asking for every service we can think of. But then again, we can shift back to the governing boards. It is their responsibility we're not blaming anybody here. This is something that's happened. That our property taxes have gone up so much. We're not really saying it's anybody's fault, and we're not getting after any of the local governing boards. We just think that as local elected people, they're giving the people what they say they want without thinking about what the cost is. And we need to, as taxpayers, as citizens, start controlling ourselves as well as our elected officials. Now, with property tax, do we continually need to grow local government, whether it be the schools or the counties or the park boards, what have you? There's many, many different local taxing entities. Do we need to keep growing local government? That's the basic question.
Eric Osmonson, North Dakota Farm Bureau, is with us. Eric, some of the comments and feedback on our website and Facebook page pertain to this question I want to get into here a little bit, and welcome others to weigh in as well. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Measure 2 was repeal. The last legislative session was relief. The Farm Bureau is asking the question, do you want reform, sustainable reform? Chris says, yeah, but tell me how first. What plan do you envision? Do you have a specific reform proposal, or are you just asking if North Dakotans want reform?
Well, we're asking, Scott, if North Dakotans want reform, if they think their property tax bill is too high, if they're tired of seeing the unearned income, the equity in their investments, in their homes, in their farms, in their businesses being eaten up by property tax, the unearned income, I should say. But so we're asking that question. Tell me how. Well, one of the things, there was a very, we'll start with the legislative session. There was a bill in this past legislative session that would have taken all the social services expense that the counties are responsible for now and pulled it back to state. That would have been immediately that would have immediately lowered your property tax. That's an unfunded mandate to the counties. The state says, okay, counties, you're going to pay whatever it takes to cover social services in your county, whether it be 5 mills or 20 mills, or in the case of my county, Ramsey County, up at Devil's Lake, 38 mills. That's a lot of money. So you have to pay that because we say so. That's an unfunded mandate. The bill would have pulled that back to the state where it belongs, and that would have removed that taxing authority then from those counties and lowered our property tax bills. That's one of the things that our board is looking at is, part of a, if a measure were to come, we'd sure like to see part of that, address that issue of no unfunded mandates to local political subdivisions. If there's going to be a mandate, it needs to be accompanied by adequate funding.
You know, the other part of the legislative session that I was a little disappointed didn't get through was the language. And a lot of people get confused by mills, and you'd like to address that as well. You can also go to our Facebook page or our website. Just go to whatsonyourmindradio.com and take the poll, or you can go to What's On Your Mind Radio on Facebook and weigh in on this as well, because we're asking for North Dakota's opinion. What's North Dakota's solution? What do North Dakotans want? Language, to me, is one of the places that I think we could clarify things when it comes to... Politicians seem to hide behind that mill thing. People don't understand what exactly a mill is. It's a tenth of, and people would rather pay, well, I'll pay a half percent, which is actually more than a mill, but it makes sense to people.
Well, it does, and people are confused by mills. Simply put, a mill is a tenth of a cent. But one of the things that your North Dakota Farm Bureau Board is looking at, and something that floated around the legislature, was removing all reference of mills, and have it stated in have your tax obligation stated in dollars per $1,000 of valuation. That's going to cause people to sit back and say, wow, there is a connection between the value of my property and how much my taxes either go up or down. Mills, see, people have to understand property tax is a two-part system. There's mills and there's valuation. And our valuations, our property gets to be worth more and our valuations rise, we see so many times the local governing board says, oh, we didn't raise your taxes, we didn't change the mills. The state raised your taxes. That's not true. By not lowering the mills as valuations go up, your local governing board actually is raising your taxes. That's the only place property tax can be increased, is at the local level.
Dan and Streeter wants to get in here with a question on this issue. Dan, go ahead. You're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Dan.
Number one is, I don't care about the royal family. Let's talk about something important, like how many days till the start of pheasant season. I'm sure Steve has enough for that.
That's on my list.
The other thing is on the property tax. I don't really have a dog in that fight since I rent. But the thing is like California with the Prop 13. Lack of valuation when you purchase a property, and then you can put in, you know, some type of cost of living adjustment so people aren't getting these huge, big, different, you know, swings in their, you know, in their tax bill. And then if you have some type of reasonable cost of living adjustment, then at least the counties will know, okay, we're still going to be, you know, having increase in taxes, but it's not going to be, you know, a shock to the property owner.
All right, Dan, hang on if you would. We're up against the break. We'll give Eric a chance to answer that on the other side of the break and see if the California way, at least on valuations, might be a way to go. Hang on for your answer, and we'll continue with more after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses, we're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches, they built schools, they built fire and police stations. So guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions. Dawn, why do so many farmers use genetically modified seeds?
Also called biotechnology, farmers use it because it increases crop yields, preserves and improves the soil, and of course helps control pests, weeds, and other harmful diseases, not to mention producing healthier food. Oils from some biotech crops have fewer saturated fats and trans fats after processing. And because of biotechnology, lower fat beef and pigs with a higher meat to fat ratio are also possible. And biotechnology research may someday expand food choices for people with common food-related allergies.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
And we're back with Eric Osmussen from the North Dakota Farm Bureau talking property tax reform. Before the break, Dan and Streeter wanted to know about a new way on the valuation, specifically referencing the California model. Response to that, Eric?
Well, the first thing we have to realize is increasing valuations are not the problem. You know, if somebody buys a piece of property, they want it to be worth more tomorrow than it was when they purchased it. So I don't think we can freeze valuations. Now, if you want to go in and talk about the taxable valuation, which is something that's quite different than the valuation, there's probably some interest there. But all that is the product of a multiplication or, you know, multiplication problem, division problem. But, anyway, I think we have to leave the valuations alone. We want the market to function. The true and full value of property reflects the market to a large extent. And, like I say, valuation is not the problem. There are other things that are more easily addressed than the valuation question.
All right, appreciate the call. Thank you, Dan. I guess we'll go to Lloyd and Botno next. Lloyd, go ahead. Lloyd,
you're on. Lloyd?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead, Lloyd.
Okay. Yeah, I think we paid last year $190 in property tax here. And I think a few years ago it was only $96. And I own like three different lots. And I think it has to do with property value. You know, but as far as the evaluation on property value, who's doing the evaluation?
I missed part of it, but I think you want to know who's doing the valuation of your property. Well, your local...
Go ahead.
Your local assessors are doing that. And then that's all compiled, you know, the state of North Dakota puts out for each county, you know, a valuation for each classification of property, and they're allowed to go up or down plus or minus 5%. But it's a local process. And,
I know it is. I know who does it anyway in my town. I would just want to see what you'd say.
Yep.
You know, one of the things that I think people got hung up on last year also was how their properties were being assessed, and it seemed like one of the questions that came up last fall and last summer when this discussion was taking place was the variance in some of the valuations, and I think that was that's probably a different program and a little bit different question, but that was also a concern for some of the listeners out there. If you have a question or a comment, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let's go to Jim in Morris. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. If you're paying taxes on property, you do not own the property. You're renting it from the state. And the only way you can get away from that, from what I've understood, I was following it once and lost track because of I had to go for major surgery, land patents. And when I come out of surgery, you know, I lost everything. But... don't be worrying about your land, because you do not own land. You own the house on it, the shed on it, the garage on it, and the cement slab probably goes to the state too. And if anybody can come up with any information on land patents, I'm almost willing to go back and start trying to find it again. Thank you very much.
Any comment, Eric?
Not particularly. We've all agreed through vote and through elected representation that we're going to, you know, pay taxes. So I guess we've got an obligation there. But I guess the question is that obligation gotten to be too expensive? And we know what happened with Measure 2, the demise of that. And so we've got to look at other ways to get back to the question of you know, what do we do with property tax and how do we reform it? You know, we've talked a little bit about you know, stating, you know, getting rid of the statement of mills and turning it into dollars. You know, we've talked a little bit about no unfunded mandates from the state. You know, I think another big part of this is how our local political subdivisions do their budgeting. You know, and it'd be they look at what they need and then they go get the money. In most cases, a lot of places they do a great job, but we can talk a bit about that, I guess, after the break.
Yeah, we'll do that. We need to take a break here after the news. And repeal went down in Measure 2. Relief came in the last session, but do you want reform? That's the question on property taxes. Eric Osmosted, North Dakota Farm Bureau, with us. Some emails, more Facebook posts, and your questions at 800-228-0550. Welcome.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
When Nesta Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nested of Nested Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nested Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nestedconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.